Hi guys, and welcome to 40k Shorts. My name's Tom Dix, and I'll be your host today. So that intro track, if you didn't recognise it, was Master of Puppets by Metallica. Absolute classic track from a classic album. It's one of my personal favourites, and I just wanted to share that with you guys for our first episode. So Battleline Gaming, we've got a number of podcasts out already for Age of Sigmar, where the guys discuss their general hobby updates, what tournaments and events are going to. We talk about some of the new releases or not, and I just want to get the ball rolling with the 40k podcast. I'm going solo on this one for the moment, but I want to just keep you up to date with what I'm working on. Again, I have a bit of chat about some of the new releases, some are just general hobby musings, what I'm thinking, whatnot, and maybe any tournaments and events that I've been to or plan to go to. Much like the guys on the AOS one, which I'm really hoping to get on soon. And have a chat with them, and hopefully I'll get those guys on this one with me as well. So where to find us again? Like I say, the Battleline Gaming podcast for the Age of Sigmar you can find on iTunes and most other podcast platforms. Just search for Battleline Gaming. Equally, you can find this one in the same sort of places. Search for Battleline Gaming 40k Shorts. You can also find us all on Twitter and Instagram. My handle on both of them is at Dix_Battleline. That's Dix_Battleline. I'm sure the other guys, if you find the other podcasts, they'll link you to there, and I'll be sure to link them when I get them on the podcast as well. In the meantime, if you could all just like, share, comment, subscribe to this podcast, any and all feedback would be great. I'm rather new to this, and any sort of feedback that I can get would be brilliant. Equally, also like, follow on Instagram, Twitter. Again, all feedback on what I'm working on would be brilliant. I'm always looking to try and improve my painting, my hobby, get more tactics and thoughts with the armies that I'm working on. It's great just to have a general hobby chat with anyone. Big 40k player, trying to get into Age of Sigmar more as well. I've got a couple of events I'm going up to there, but less about that because we're trying to focus on a 40k podcast today. So for this episode, I figured I'd have a little quick chat about what I'm working on, maybe have a bit quick thoughts on the new FAQ that came out. It's probably one of the biggest changes that's happened in 40k right now. And yeah, we'll see how the time goes. I might talk about some of the new releases and some of the events and stuff, but we'll see how we're doing for time and get some stuff out on other episodes as well. But anyway, so right now I'm working on a Tau army. I've been a Tau player for a few years now, on and off. Tried to make them I didn't want to do the classic thing like everyone was doing in 7th, which was just teaming up with Eldar, and that's where I think a lot of hate came from them. 8th edition rocked around, super excited to see what happened, and then, if I'm honest, a little bit disappointed with their index, and I just felt everything was overcosted. It really struggled and really hurt me. Like, Riptides, some of my favourite models were just, these things are so expensive, and they just do nothing. Then the Codex came out, and my God, I was overwhelmed with that. It didn't seem like there was a load of massive changes, but everything just all of a sudden seemed to come together. The little tweaks, having the warlord traits, having the set tenets and things. It's just a lot more synergy in there, which I absolutely love with the army at the moment. So I'm working through a list at the moment. I've got a relatively big collection of stuff that I'm working on, getting painted, getting new stuff painted up. And there's a few really cool things in there. I'm absolutely loving the fact that I can get a battalion, the brigade, the big one, the really big one. You can get that for dirt cheap at the moment, like points wise I'm talking about. So just to rock those command points, and when you're adding in the big stuff like the Riptides talk about, you need those command points to keep getting the double boost. And with the new FAQ now giving you, is it 12 command points for fielding a brigade? It just made everything so much better. Like, I'm loving the Sakea, however you say it, that sept. Trying to have my general idea at the moment. I'll post some lists up on Instagram and Twitter at some point. Yeah, the general idea there, because you get the one reroll per unit. So using the Firesight Marksman, putting minimum size units of Fire Warriors with a Markalite on the Shazwi. So again, those rerolls, it means those Markalites are going to be spread all across the field. You've got the reliability with the rerolls on the Shazwi, because they're only hit on a 4+, but with a reroll it comes a lot better. The Firesight Marksman, again, a reroll on a 3+, plus a couple of the Khadra Fireblades that are hitting on 2+ for their Markalite. It's just really boosting the power in that army, and meaning there might not be quite as many Marklights as some armies in there, but the ones I have got, I'm pretty much guaranteed to be getting a lot of hits off. And the key with Tau, I think, at the moment, is getting those Marklight hits off. And you can get those either just getting one Marklight hit off on spreading the units so that the rest of your units are getting that reroll to one, or getting a lot off to get that five, to get the plus one to hit, because that becomes huge. With some of the other, what are they called? The stratagems. There's a couple of stratagems, like the uplink Marklight that we saw in Chapter Approved. That's still in there, giving you an extra D3 Marklights just for one hit. Or you've got the, I think it's the Sasaya stratagem, where you pick a point and every unit within 6 inches of it or something gets an extra Marklight hit on. I think some of these are going to be quite brutal. I need to get out and play test it, but in theory at the moment it's sounding quite brutal. And that's what I mean with the reliability of those Marklights and just getting a lot of them out there. Really enjoying the builds at the moment with those, and just seeing what I can do really with those. So I'll try and post some lists up on Twitter, Instagram, wherever. Try and get your guys' thoughts on it, and hopefully I can get some battle reports up for you guys soon as well with how they go. So as I mentioned, the new FAQ with brigades now getting a boost in command points for both battalions and brigades. Again, that only helps out. It wasn't something that I felt was needed, but I'm really glad that we've got it, because Tau, we're going to be churning through those command points, I say, to keep my Riptides, being able to both boost their weapon and keep that 3+ invulnerable. I think that's going to be important with their Nova Reactor. I think it's going to be important for Tau, like I said before, just getting those Marklight hits off. Some of the other ones, I think the command and control node, again, giving you rerolls, things. I think that's going to be key with Tau armies, just farming those rerolls and figuring out the best place to use them, like keeping those commanders still and using the Kalyon early on with Shadow Sun. I think can do it twice, or looking at those stratagems to get the rerolls, get the pluses to hit, because they're only, most of the army's base only hitting on a 4+, so getting those extra hits with either the rerolls or getting those pluses to hit because you've got the Marklights on, it's going to be absolutely crucial, I think, to the way that the Tau play, because when they do hit, they hit hard. The updates to the Riptide, and I feel bad that I've now got mine armed with the Iron Accelerator still, and I'm not keen to rip them apart, but that heavy burst can, 18 shots, it's just brutal, really. Couple it with the ATS to get the extra rend, or AP, I should say. Sorry, I've got a bit of AOS in my head from listening to the other guys on the podcast at home. AP, getting the extra AP, mix that with the Velocity Tracker as well, I think that's an underrated one. 5 points and getting a +1 to hit against anything with the Fly keyword. I think people underestimate just how many things have that Fly keyword in the new edition. I think that's an absolute key one. But yeah, I'll try and go into a bit more detail on my Tau army and some of the elements of it in some upcoming podcasts. I want to really focus and drill down on some of the units. That's some ideas that I've got for this podcast. We'll maybe take inspiration from Rob over at The Honest Wargame, almost do a rundown style thing. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm seeing it at the moment with my hobby project for 40k. The Tau is the main thing that I'm working on. There's a few pics of the updates I've got for them. And yeah, just working through them slowly. But I've got a few other things on the back burner. My Nid army, my Tyranid army, again, another one that kind of saw a massive resurgence with 8th. Not only with the Codex, but even before then, just with the Index, I felt that when 8th rocked around and I read that Index first of all, I was like, oh my god, Nids are awesome now. Like, you can fit so much in. Then when the Codex came out as well, like, this is even better. This is just glorious. I can actually play with this Nid army, and, you know, I'm competitive again, which is great, rather than just kind of going, okay, I'm just going to have a fun game, I'm going to play some Nids. But now, yeah, I'm just excited by the number of builds I can do. Recently took them to the Throne of Skulls double tournament. Me and Mills, Fluff, we teamed up. He used his Corn Demons. I had my Nids using my... it was a bit of a bodge together list of just what I had painted up and left, but I think it ended up being most of what my 2,000-point list was in 7th, all fitting into 1,000 points in 8th, which, again, is just insane. The amount of models you get for your points now, I guess. But no, I was rocking Old One Eye with a couple of Screamer Killers, a Trigon Prime Hive Tyrant with wings and the relic venom cannon. I can't remember what it's called now. I'm sure it'll come to me at some point. Miasma cannon, I think it was. Rocking that, and then some warriors and gaunts just in the backfield. It worked really well. I think the FAQ may have screwed that army a little bit, but I think kind of rightly so, and that we were banking on. There was a lot of stuff that was... I was using the Behemoth trait along with adrenal glands. I had a lot of stuff popping up first turn and then going for that just so 9 inches away, but with the reroll from being Behemoth and the plus 1 inch to your charges with the adrenal glands, it was like your odds were kind of stacked a bit more to be able to get those first turn charges off with those units. And I think I was rocking having the Tyrant come down, the Trigon come up, and he was bringing either the Hormigaunts or the Warriors or something. I think it was generally the Hormigaunts I was bringing with him. And then we were using the special banner from the Demon's Codex to again get massive blob of blood letters down. Spending some stratagem and command points there to get them down. Yeah, it was definitely hurting a lot of people. Luckily, we walked away actually with the award for Best Alliance. I think we came fourth overall, just about missing that podium place. But we were the best alliance team there, which was the best of the teams that didn't share a faction keyword, since it was kind of a bit of a hobbled together list. If I'm honest, we both wanted to go, but we hadn't. We just kind of put together what we'd already got painted. But no, it was a really great day, weekend really. It was nice to get back to Warhammer World. I hadn't been for a number of years. Great to get back on the tournament scene, even if it was just like more of a friendly double thing. But definitely got me in the mood to look for more events over the next year or so. I definitely want to get more stuff painted, get out there, get involved more, because I feel the game's in a really great place right now since 8th has come out. And the FAQ has changed. Yeah, that's it. Changed a few bits. My Nid army won't work the same as it did before, but I think that's all for the best. It didn't really feel like first turn charges should be that easy in the game. It was nice change to the way the mechanics worked from 7th that I could do that. But I think it's had its time already, and I think it was ruining the game a little bit. The rule of three I'm a big fan of as well. Not something that's really affected me, but I've always tried to build my armies fairly. I try and build them competitively, but I want to try and build to an aesthetic, I guess. It sounds weird, but yeah, I like to build an army to see how, for the way it looks on the tabletop, I guess, rather than how it's going to perform. Although, obviously, I try and, if I'm going to an event or whatever, or I'm depending on how I'm planning to play, that will come into thoughts. But yeah, it's something we can talk about on another podcast, perhaps, like how people actually go about building their lists. I'm very much an advocate of the rule of cool. I'm going to probably include something, more like to include something if I like the model than I am just because it's really good in the game. If I've got a cool model that happens to be really good in the game, then bonus for me there. So yeah, we'll probably go for a bit more rundown of the rest of the stuff in the new FAQ a bit later. I just wanted to have a bit of an overview in this first episode. Don't want to overload everyone with everything. I guess the other thing I wanted to talk about that's popped up on my news feed this morning was the release of the upcoming release of the new Webway portal for the Harlequins. I don't know if people have seen it on the community site. I think they was on the White Dwarf preview, and there's like a Wraith Lord standing in the, not Wraith Lord, Wraith Knight even, standing in the middle. So the fact that it's towering over that just gives an idea of just the scope of how big this thing is going to be. It looks epic, and it's got me really excited again for my Harlequins. Yeah, and I've got a lot of Eldari built sitting in boxes somewhere. I think I've got a couple of copies of the Deathmark box. So I've got a Harlequin army sat there somewhere that could be built to go along with both my Drukhari and Eldari lists. Big player of those in previous editions. And it's, again, something that I want to look at working on over the next year. I think you'll find I'm much more of a Xenos player than Imperial player. But I've got a number of projects on the go. I'm looking at a Black Templars army coming up. Might share some paint schemes and things I've got kicking around for those. And we can have a chat about those as they come up. But at the moment, yeah, that Webway portal model looks absolutely epic. and I can't wait to get my hands on it just to put it on the table, just to add to our boards. And hopefully we can get some battle reports up at some point as well, so we can share everything with you guys via YouTube, not just on the podcast. Anyway, I think I'll wrap it up there. Like I say, I just wanted to keep these as fairly short, sweet podcasts. Don't want to ramble on for too long. I'm sure we probably will do some extended episodes where I can get the other guys on. But for now, I think I'll leave it there. I say, please get in touch. Please like, subscribe, comment, leave me any and all feedback, whether it's on how to actually podcast, because I'm very new to this. If it's actually on like the paint schemes I'm using or the tactics that I'm using, always love to hear about like new little synergies and tricks that we can incorporate into the armies. Any questions you'd like me to answer, please get in touch. As I say, you can find me at Twitter at Dix_Battleline, on Instagram at the same thing. Or just, yeah, comment on here. This should be going out to iTunes and most other podcasting apps. I'm going to try and figure out how this app works and have some fun. Anyway, cheers to that, guys, and have a good one. Catch you later.